Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Now, to begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you very much. And just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African-American?
African-American.
Thank you. Now, we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age?
39.
Thank you. Now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
9.
Thank you. And generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Would you say very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all closely?
Somewhat closely.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Not a very strong Democrat.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove, I guess.
And would you say you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Thank you. Now for something different. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm slightly satisfied.
And between satisfied and very satisfied?
Satisfied.
Thanks. Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Staying about the same.
Thank you. Now for something different, once again. Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. Is it combating division and racism, border security, reducing crime, creating more jobs and raising wages, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, improving K-12 public school education, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, protecting abortion rights, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, or protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare?
I would say all of those, but how you want me to, I want all of that to happen, but what, do you want me to put it in order? Is that what you mean?
Yes, you can select up to two. The ones that you think are most important, or the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on.
Okay. I would say probably the economy and maybe the abortion, yes.
And for the economy, would that be fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now, we want you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, just let me know. The first one we have on the list is Sherrod Brown.
I heard of him. Oh, but you want how I feel? I guess,
yes.
I guess 80.
Thank you. Yeah. Then we have Tim Scott.
I'm trying to think of you. I heard of him, but I need to research him more, I guess. So,
and
yes,
from what you've heard of what you've seen,
okay.
So we just want to know how you feel about him. Yeah.
Okay, I guess just 10%, I guess.
So on a scale from 0 to 100, I'm sorry.
10.
Thank you. Then we have Republicans in Congress.
How I feel about them?
How do you feel about them?
Honestly, thank you. Five.
Okay. Then we have Hakeem Jeffries.
Haven't heard of him. I'm sorry. Haven't heard of him.
Okay. Thank you. Then we have Kamala Harris.
Probably 85%.
Thank you. Then we have Democrats in Congress.
60.
Cornel West.
West, 50.
Thank you. Then we have Joe Biden.
Still 85.
The second to last, we have Donald Trump.
A 5.
Thank you. And the last one we have on the list is Bernie Moreno.
Bernie Moreno, I do. 70.
Thank you very much. Now, we know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, independent Jill Stein, independent Cornel West, and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, just let me know.
So, who would I vote for if they were independent?
Yes. For whom would you vote?
I'd say Jill Stein. I would vote towards her or her.
Thank you. And if the general election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Undecided.
Thank you. And which candidate would you lean towards supporting? Is it Republican Bernie Moreno or Democrat Sherrod Brown?
Sherrod Brown.
Thank you. Now, have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
Kind of watch videos and kind of get information that.
And would you say that what you've read, seen, or heard is a lot, some, or only a little?
Some.
Thank you. And has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
More.
And is that somewhat more favorable or much more favorable?
favorable.
Somewhat or much
somewhat.
More?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you. And what have you seen, read, or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards the Biden administration, if you can, in a few words?
I got a ride with my son in the car. That makes me more favorable. Real bad. I feel like he has more of a plan, but I'm trying to think right off him what in that plan would make it more favorable. I feel like the economy is, well, he's working on getting the economy and the inflation down.
The economy and the inflation down?
Yeah, trying to get the inflation down. Mm-hmm. I don't watch this person.
is that all, or do you want to add more?
That's it.
Okay, thank you. Now, and have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing?
Yeah, I've seen and heard.
And
videos.
Would you say it's a lot, some, or only a little?
That I like what he's doing or not?
Recently read?
Somewhat.
Some. Thank you. And has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him?
Less favorable.
And is that somewhat more unfavorable or much more unfavorable?
Much more unfavorable.
Thank you. And once again, similar to the other question, what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel less favorable towards Donald Trump? In a few words?
Listen to his speeches of what he is planning on doing. He really doesn't have a plan. He doesn't say anything about having a plan. So I feel like I'm lost kind of listening to him.
Okay, so that would be, I feel like he doesn't have a plan?
Yeah, correct. He's just saying stuff that people want to hear. Like, he doesn't really have a plan of how to go forward with fixing anything.
Okay, so he doesn't really have a plan on how to go forward on anything.
Correct. Correct.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to... Thank you. Now, I'd like to read you what some others have said. They believe are threats to the African-American community. And which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? You may choose two. Cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, Donald Trump getting elected president again, rising crime and violence, the lack of quality education opportunities, or stagnant wages and rising costs.
I would say wages.
Mm-hmm. You can choose two out of the list.
Oh, two?
Yes.
And this is what influences the most, like,
No, we just want to know your opinions of what you believe are threats to the African American community right now.
Okay.
Yes? Do you need a list again?
Hold on a second.
Yes.
Yeah, can you say the
thank you.
Listen.
We have cuts to the social safety net, like Social Security, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, Donald Trump getting elected president again, rising crime and violence. Yes?
The second one would be rising supremacy.
And the rise of white supremacy. Thank you very much. Before we continue, I just want to thank you for your patience. We still have a few more questions to go, but this is the last section of the survey.
Okay.
Now, for each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump would be better at dealing with that issue. A rising crime and violence?
Can you give me... Yeah.
Yes?
Can you give me a second?
Yes, go ahead.
All right, can you get me in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sorry.
I'm
getting there. Thank you.
And yes, thank you. For each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump would be better at dealing with that issue. The first one on the list, we have rising crime and violence.
Biden. Joe.
And do you think you would be much better at dealing with that issue or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Then we have growing the U.S. economy.
Joe.
And is that somewhat better or much better?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Then we have the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedom.
Joe.
And is that
much better?
Thank you. Then we have fixing the immigration system.
Joe. Slightly better.
Somewhat better?
Yeah, somewhat better.
Thank you. Then we have the rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
Joe.
And is that somewhat better or much better?
Much better.
Thank you. And finally, we have tackling inflation and dealing with rising costs.
Joe.
And is that much better or just somewhat better?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less likely to support him, or does it make no difference?
It doesn't make a difference.
Thank you. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you think the trial was fair or unfair?
Fair.
And do you think it was somewhat fair or very fair?
Very fair.
Thank you. And since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he is now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
Disagree.
And do you strongly disagree or just somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now for something different, and entering the last section of the survey, how often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Often.
Thank you. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter or X, Facebook, or other?
Probably YouTube.
And the next one?
Probably TikTok.
TikTok. Thank you very much. Now, these last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
What's the last what?
The last year of schooling that you have completed.
Oh, 11 I got a bachelor's degree.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced? Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat liberal.
Thank you. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
Thank you. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
Mostly.
So that would be more than half or nearly
More than half.
Thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No. You asked that already. That's what you asked before, right?
Your parents, yes.
No. None of them was born outside the United States.
And were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Thank you. Finally, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
What do you mean, like, do I support them or am I part of that?
Do you identify as a member?
No, I'd say.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude our survey. So thank you very much for your participation and have a wonderful day.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Okay, ready to go. Goodbye. I'll just be on you.